And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show for you today. Pete Gray is out of the studio today, out doing a little trout fishing in Montana, but man, we are going to have a fun one. We got the man, Eric Landesfein, author, fisherman, great dude, going to be joining us today. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing. You got Corey and I for the next 2 hours. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And not only stoked to have our guest in studio, but man, the fishing is absolutely insane, firing on every cylinder. Got the inshore, the offshore, and how about those sand bass counts, man?
That's been pretty fun. Yeah, you said it best. You know, when it's firing on all cylinders, there's great tuna fishing to be had. Finally, you can catch a tuna fish in the daytime. You know, yeah. You don't have to be up at 2 a.m. fishing a yo-yo jig in the dark. Like, there was really good fishing. What was fun this week, at least down at San Diego, like, there's great jig striking going on. Crazy. It was like the old days. The last few days of the tackle store were extremely reminiscent of the albacore days, minus the albacore. Like, there was a... there's a new batch and area of fish that's relatively close to, it's like where we used to catch a bunch of albacore. You know, it's corner and 302 and 371 and 425. It's like all that local bank.
But jig strike.
There's a lot of, you know, 5 to 40 pound bluefin. Most of them are like 15 to 25 pounds. And they're biting the trolling jigs. A good, you know, there were boats that were talking about having 15, 20, 25 stops troll fish. And then again, fishing Colt snipers on the slide, and then to really bring it home to the albacore days, it's all small bait at the receiver right now. You know, every boat that left yesterday was, you know, buying twos and fours, and we sold every bag of split shots and rubber cores that we had. You know, like, we just have a peg's worth of rubber cores and split shots and a couple of boxes and backstock. No, you know, no bulk of that, and it's all gone. It was just wild. Really fun tuna fishing the last few days. And there's still big fish at nighttime. There's still great big fish fishing on the kite around Clemente. But, yeah, great tuna fishing. And then, yeah, you said it, too, that sand bass fishing is wild.
What the fun. Heck, right? Yeah. I thought they were depleted. I thought they were gone.
Yeah, the long-lost sand bass that has disappeared from Earth. Well, Eric, we're certainly excited to have Eric Landesfein in here. And just, yeah, very pumped to have you. And it's been a fun year for things like that. And, you know, the sand bass, it was gone. I know bass fishing is just one of the things that's near and dear to your heart, but something you do a lot of. And it's fun to see the, you know, the depleted gone, every saner caught everyone and fed them to the bluefin pens, and then next thing you know, like, oh, never mind, it's wide open and they're all big ones. And it's
yeah, that's what's happening right now. It's full moon, it's happening right now. There's spawning sandbass all the way from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border, you know. I don't know, it's pretty reminiscent of previous cycles prior to 1998 anyway, you know.
And I think you said it right, the 90s. I mean, right. How many decades has it been?
It really feels like it.
Yeah.
It really, really does.
Yeah, it's like 30 years, right? 35 years.
And they're legit size. Here's my question. All these scientists and all this knowledge and all this stuff, where have the 12-inchers been that now they're all 3 to 5 pounders?
Yeah, I truly believe that these fish are not resident fish. They're just coming up here. Or coming from somewhere.
Sure.
And, I fished the Newport Pipe or Santa River Pipe, whatever you call it. We caught calicos and sandbass on crankbaits in 50 and 60 feet of water. Then I went out the next day and caught sandbass in 80 feet of water on crankbaits. I mean, I haven't fished migratory sandbass on my own boat. It's easy. You drive around with the side imaging on out to 100 feet, just like a sonar. You know, you find a school, spin around it.
There they are.
And they're biting on the surface.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, so 80, 90 feet of water, but
yeah, we're fishing 10-foot running baits. Matt and I fished for probably 2 hours and probably had 50.
Matt's your...
Yeah, my fishing partner, sorry. My boat partner, as my wife calls him, my same-sex life partner.
There it is. Super cool dude, though.
Absolutely.
Matt Koch and artist extraordinaire.
Yeah, he's getting back from a cruise here tomorrow or the next day. We're going to fish next week, so
cool. That's fun. It's been really fun, too, Corey. You mentioned the size of this fish. It's really cool being at the shop, and, you know, it's the perfect thing. It's perfect for everybody. It's fun. It's fun to go yanking and cranking and jump on a half-day boat and catch a bunch of sandbass. If you don't like it, this sport probably isn't right for you. Like, who doesn't like getting to go on the boat, chuck a lure, wind it back, and have someone climb on all the time? But it is the most cool, kid-friendly fishery, and the last few days at the shop have been exactly that. Bunch of kids going in that, but when they come back, you know, the social media pictures are nothing but all these, you know, young groms that are stoked that all have 3 and 4 pound bass and limits, and every kid's in there grabbing swim baits for their bass rods. It's just been, it's awesome.
Like, and not only here, but up and down the coast.
Totally, like, totally.
Yeah, and you know, the advantage that private boaters have now prior to when these things were here before, you know, in the old days, you go get a tank of bait, anchor up on the flats in your skiff, deal with all the other nonsense and all the other boats. Nowadays, you don't need to do any of that. You just drive around. You can use bait if you want to, but you don't really need it. And every skiff that has a trolling motor now has spot lock. So you just slide up on these things, spot lock, hold you in position. You're not drifting all over the place. You catch, you know, instead of catching one or two fish and then drifting off it, you can sit there and catch 30. So it makes it a lot easier. Technology definitely helps in that. Side imaging helps find them.
Yeah, that is something, Eric, that I know you write about a lot. Again, an author for various places. We've seen a lot of your stuff on Bloody Decks, a lot of Pacific Coast, and a lot of other places. And one thing that I know you pride yourself on and do well is, you know, your relationship with electronics companies, writing about it, but also practical use. You're a very big talk the talk and walk the walk guy. You fish it, you know. And that's something that you just scratch the surface there, but has really come a long way as technology does. You know, it doesn't like get better by the year. Like each year that goes by, it tenfolds itself. And
right, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, wasn't that long ago? Maybe 10 years ago, we didn't even have good charts.
Right.
Then Navionics came out with their relief shading, and now I use the Simrad products and CMAP, but there are no more secrets.
Yeah,
you know, it's everything is so obvious now. I actually went and took all the waypoints off my graph because it was just hindering my ability to get any spots. You know?
The dots start to cover the relief shaded areas where you're like, hey, there's my spot, quote unquote, that I had. I didn't even realize it was covering up the way better feature that was, you know, that was just 100 yards away from the rock that we in all the time setting up on it, we never spun on the actual best part of it.
Yeah, you know, a good example of that is my friend Eric Noguchi. He's a real good inshore fisherman, but I fish with him down here at Point Loma. He's all, I got this pinnacle, couple pinnacles out here off Point Loma that we can't put calicos off. So we go out there, we took my boat, and I had the better charts than he did. I'm like, that's not a two pinnacles. That's a long ridge that you're fishing. You're just driving back and forth over. Yeah. It looks like that. So it gives you a more comprehensive idea of the lay of the land. It really gives you an advantage that you never had before with you know, you're old enough to remember, Corey, when we used to have a, and you probably are too, when we used to have land bearings and things like that. And, yeah, it's almost like cheating now.
Yeah.
Especially with the, you know, the side imaging, you can basically, if you guys aren't familiar with it, it's, if you're up and down meter, but it shoots at an angle outside with the near side of the boat. So as you're driving, you can cover 200 feet of water, you know, off to the side of your boat. So you're not just relegated to what's underneath you. And you can see stuff off to the side. I mean, I've been rock fishing in an unfamiliar area and found a big rock in 600 feet of water on side imaging.
That's crazy.
300 feet away from me.
So that's very worth being, because, you know, one of the things people would say, you know, like, I don't know what you say, the naysayer of it is, well, side imaging is only for freshwater because it only works in shallow water. You know, you can't use it out to the deep. It's not practical for what we do. Sure, maybe for fishing spotties, but you're talking, you're getting a good picture shot out to the side of your boat in full rock cod zone.
Yeah, you know, take that to the next level. When I'm fishing offshore for bluefin, a lot of times in the morning they're not up showing. I'll see sheer water sitting in the water. I'll drive around at, you know, 6 or 7 knots with my side imaging out to 500 feet, and I found bluefin schools like that I've babysat until they popped up on the tide.
That's cool.
That's incredible. I mean, that's sport boat style.
Yeah absolutely. The one mistake that a lot of guys make with the side imaging, though, is you have to realize that you're seeing wherever your transducer is.
Right.
And if you got one dragging off the back or one towards the transom, a lot of times people don't realize that what they're seeing is right behind
them. Yeah, you've overshot it.
Yeah, so you just need to the minute you see something, just slow, take the boat out here and just spin it around in the circle, and you'll get a better view of the whole thing.
The other thing that's fun, and you mentioned it before, that the Navionics stuff, what's wild is not long ago, you know, the highest-end gear you could have on a private boat, today you can have an app on your phone, and it'll be, you know, your phone that's in your pocket right now can provide better charts and better navigation than the highest-end unit could have just, you know, not that many years ago.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the nicest thing about it is you're going to go somewhere unfamiliar. Like, I do a lot of shallow water rock fishing up the Channel Islands. I'll plan to run to San Miguel Island or something. It's pretty long runs. So you don't have a lot of time up there. So the week before I'll go, I'll just sit on my app all day picking spots that I want to check out when I get underwater. And I've already got a game plan before I even get out there.
So what is relief shading? You know, you throw the term out and people are like, oh, yeah, it's the game changer. But what does that even mean? And what is it? Like, and how are you able to pick a spot when you're still sitting at home on the couch, you know, having a cold one, getting ready to go the following day.
Right. So basically what it comes down to is the technology came around. I think Navionics was the first one to have it, and everybody has it now. But they took the normal charts you would see that show the different depth changes, which were just lines before, and they've linked that up with satellite imaging of the undersea topography. And they've matched those. So now you can see anything that's on the bottom, anywhere you go. There are some false things where there's overlays and things like that, but where I fish in Long Beach a lot, you know, the break wall that they built, there's a bunch of rocks that they dropped off the barge while they were building that back in the 30s. And you can see a rock that is, if you zoom in enough, that's maybe 10 feet across in 50 feet of water.
Right.
That shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But it is. And you wouldn't. You either ran that over and pinpointed it and had it in your back pocket, or you can pull out your phone and zoom in with two fingers and know every little thing. Like it really was the. So you're no longer seeing topographical lines. You're seeing the actual bottom.
Yeah, you can see the actual shape of the rock. You can see basically everything. You know, I've spent my whole life fishing around Long Beach, and I had 3 or 4 spots off the break wall that were rocks that were dropped that I was not aware of that what it was. So I went to, when I got this chart, I went to the first spot, then I realized, hey, there's 200 of these things out here. If you can make an entire day of just pulling up to a rock, dropping a slug on a lead head, your 8-inch slug on a 1-ounce lead head there, and, you know, catch bass all day long. You're not catch 50 bass off a rock, but you catch 2 or 3.
That's funny.
And then go on to the next one that's, you know, 200 yards away.
Make your day of connecting the dots.
Absolutely.
That's cool. That's really cool.
That's pretty neat, for sure.
Yeah, you know, Eric, one of the things that I like so much is, you know, your background of getting into this is different than most. You know, you and your partner have done excellent in the world of competitive bass fishing and skiff fishing and those kinds of things. But both of your backgrounds come, or at least yours, I shouldn't say that, Matt, I don't know, but I know yours comes from the sport boat side of things.
Yeah, Bass does as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we both worked. He used to work on bongos at a Newport back for Joe Barry a million years ago.
That's going back.
I still had the bongos song. And, You guys remember the Fred Hall show that used to have the Bongos Fashion Show and
all
this stuff?
We used to, Let's Talk Hookup was the MC of the Bongos Fashion Show.
Awesome.
Never forget it. Yeah, of course.
But you take the rod and reel stuff you learn on a sport boat, and then once you have that figured out, all you have to do is figure out where to go, and you can do it on your own boat.
There are, don't get me wrong, there's experts in any field, and there's phenoms at every sport and those things, but that's a really good background, because the sport boat angler tends to have the ability of being a really good angler. You know, you get really good at picking baits and fishing baits and picking casts, and, you know, because you spend 100% of your focus on casting and catching the fish. You don't worry about where you're going or what you're doing. And on the flip side of that, the really good private boat anglers are often very good at finding spots and learning, but you're spending half of your time not perfecting the cast or picking a bait or any of those things. And that's a really unique perspective to get to have that background first.
Right. You know, it's funny you talk about the private boaters. You know, fishing the saltwater bass series and SWBA and those things, I'll fish against guys that have a freshwater background or guys who've only had a private boat their whole life, and I'll watch them fish, and they just fish weird. They're, you know, they don't cast right. They don't do any of that other stuff. So, you know, somebody that's on a sport boat, if you go out regularly, whether you plan to get a boat or not, what you should focus on is watching the guys on the boat that are catching fish and not just worry about how to lure they're fishing. Look how they're casting. Oh, look how they're hooking their bait. Look how all the different stuff happens. And once you figure that part of it out, you don't need to learn it anymore. And once you master that, you just move on to the next thing.
We say it a lot when it comes to long-range fishing and multi-day fishing. A regular fisherman that goes on the half-day or the three-quarter-day boat, you know, twice a week, and a lot of times I'm like, oh, I've never done an eight-day trip. I'm nervous about that. It's like, man, you are going to get on the boat and likely be, you know, the best guy on there or the top, you know, the top of the top, because there's no replacement for cycling through hundreds of baits. You know, there just isn't. And you watch those guys. It's just so effortless. You go to the tank. That's clearly the best one. Pinning the hook on is effortless. Casting, and that's so much of it. You know, that somebody else has already put you on it. Like, all you got to do is get a bait to them.
And if you're a guy that fishes local, especially half-day guys, you know, some of the best fishermen I've ever met are the guys that fish half-day boats out of Redondo or Long Beach or things like that. And the reason they're the best fishermen is the fishing is tough.
Totally.
You have to have the perfect bait. Yeah. You know, if you're going to catch two yellowtail on the boat, and as opposed to going into Coronados when they're wide open and catching 100, you got to know what you're doing to catch
those
two yellowtail.
Not going to happen by accident.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's so cleanly put, really, because the competitiveness is what drives 45 of your best buddies on the boat,
right? Yeah, exactly right.
So, Eric, how did you make the transition from working on sport boats and that to what you do now, which is a lot of writing, a lot of teaching everybody else how to do it, a lot of competitive fishing? Like, how did that path happen for you?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I'd actually gotten kind of burned out of sport boat fishing because the conditions in Long Beach had changed after the sand bass and barracuda went away, to where they're fishing sculpin and other things like that. I just really got pretty heavily into snowboarding at that time, and I'd fish during the summer, and Matt, my boat partner, he hit me up. He's like, hey, let's buy a little skiff to go fish the breakwall with. That, you know, 17 years ago or 18 years ago, and we did that, and it just kind of opened my eyes to all the different possibilities. We've had four boats since then.
Kicked in all the other things that now exist.
Exactly right, and, you know, I realized in hindsight that I'm much more interested in being the captain than I am being the angler. There's a lot of trips where I'll go out, well, you know, especially if you fish boiler bass or things like that, in areas that are too rough to put the trolling motor down, I won't even fish. I'll just drive the boat all day and point the boat in a certain direction, and one of my buddies will catch a fish, and I'm stoked, you know?
There's a high level of satisfaction of, like, putting all the puzzle pieces together and be like, okay, now you can't, you know, that is the definition of a team thing, too. You can't do one without the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And also with, you know, game fish, bluefin, tuna, marlin, whatever, it's just fun to put somebody who's enthusiastic to catch the fish on the fish, let them hook it, let them catch it. I mean, with these bluefin the way they are now, we won't even, Matt or my friend Jimmy Decker and I, we won't even go and cast a fish over 100 pounds unless we have some, like, we'll bring out Jimmy's son, Briggs. If he's not on the boat, we're just driving by that school. Just by the 50 pounders.
That's hilarious.
You don't want the ass kicking.
No, I mean that's the no fun part.
Yeah.
The fun part is hooking them.
Yeah, watching the bite. Yeah, watching the bite. Watching the first run go by.
And the harvest. I mean, if you're out for marlin, it's a cool catch and release scenario. Yeah. But
the bluefins of production.
Right, exactly.
You know, and you know, you gotta deal with all.
And to be able to have the harvest and have it on the boat between the two, three, or four of you.
Yeah, and, you know, we when they, things were first biting, you know, we'd go out and catch, you know, 500-pounders. Then we get home, and it's like, we're going to spend the entire day cleaning these things.
And moving them around and getting them out of kill bags and getting them into trucks. And
it's a production. That's why I like bass fishing. You know, you catch it, you take it off, you throw it back, you catch another one.
That's good times for sure.
Well, Corey, as you can hear, we got a great show. Really fun to have Eric in here. And again, just haven't scratched the surface. I mean, this is a guy that does it all and has done a fantastic job of teaching the rest of us, you know, his brand of doing it, and very knowledgeable. This is going to be a really fun show, and I'm totally looking forward to hanging with you two guys today.
I agree with you, Rick, and I'm looking forward to hanging with you too, man, and having Eric Landesfien in here and talking bass fishing, bluefin, and all this cool stuff, and just stoked to have him in studio. And if you want to join us next 2 hours, 833-288-0973. The first hour here, we are on 97.3 The Fan. And that telephone number, again, is 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text via the app, and only done through the app. And it's a super easy download. It just says right there, text the show, and you can send us a message. You got a question or a comment for Eric. Maybe you enjoy his Thursday videos with Bloody Decks, BD
Outdoors.
Yeah, thank
you for mentioning that.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing, right?
I mean,
it's just something you and we'll get more into that as we get in. We'll be right back. We're giving away, actually...
Yeah,
to one lucky caller or one lucky...
How about having a guest that comes in and brings, like, the raddest prize ever? Like, very, very cool today.
A Fathom 300 low-profile bass fishing reel right here. I mean, how many bluefin have you caught on this?
Quite a few.
So it's a Penn low-profile Fathom 300, a fantastic, you know, I mean, crossover isn't the right word, but it is. You know, it's a low-profile style bass reel that's just at home having a lead head and a 5-inch weedless as it is having some kind of a stick bait popper catching
tunas. Yeah, we've got bluefin up to 100 pounds of it, so they hold up.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
And a brand new Fathom 300 to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. As always, we decide that with a coin flip at the end of the show. Who's got to be a fantastic reel for one lucky caller or texter. And
I think it destroyed the
Corey Brook box.
When your box is apart, you can thank Corey for that. But the reel's still brand new.
Hey, we're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and at Let's Talk a Kapat.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Pelagic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna are here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to PelagicTournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check PelagicTournaments.com.
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And so stoked to have Eric Landesfein in studio. How do you pronounce your last name properly?
Landesfein.
Landesfein.
You've been saying it wrong for years, Corey.
It's
the E before I.
Yeah.
That's what it is. In German, that's an I sound, not an E sound.
And, I mean, so many people look at your last name and probably wonder the same. So,
yeah.
And I've known you for how many decades, right?
So, a long time.
Right?
Exactly. A quick funny story about my name is, you know, my wife's a veterinarian, and she used to be Baker, and now she's Landesfein. And she had a client come in, and she's like, I want to see the woman doctor. Well, we have two. Do you know her name? I think it's Dr. Frankenstein.
That's great.
That's hilarious. But so stoked to have you in studio, Eric, and appreciate coming in and bringing a Penn Fathom 300 for a lucky winner, caller or texter. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app.
You know, you talked about knowing each other for decades. We had that fun story where we were talking about it. Really felt like albacore fishing at the store. I definitely had one of those, I can't be old enough to remember, oh, this was just like what we did 20 years ago. We were talking about that. And then all of the guys I work with who are, you know, we are extremely lucky at the crew we have at Fisherman's Landing. I'm very, very proud of it. But our kids are just, they're killers. You know, I mean, we have a really, really good crew. We got really lucky this year. It happens a lot where, you know, you get like the 3 or 4 year of just like, man, we are really running on all cylinders. Our job is like a great spot for a kid that's going to college. And, you know, we usually get them for 2 or 3, 4 years while they're going to college. And then they usually have to go get a real job. And then we start over again. We're in that like middle time where everybody's done it a bunch and they're just fishing their butts off and really good. I mean, I learned so much from our guys. But the reason I tell this story is, None of them were even alive the last time there was good albacore fishing. And I mean, these guys are killers, and I'm not just saying that. They are extremely good at what they do and so knowledgeable to the nth degree about all this stuff. And like, there's not an albacore caught amongst, you know, just about all of them. And it was just fun. It's really cool times in fishing right now.
Think about the sand bass fishing in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a 30-year-old and.
Right. They're babies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. Pretty fun. And a great time right now and great fishing. And we're just looking forward to hanging with Eric and talking about it. And the phones are packed up. If you want to get your chance to get through this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973.
All right. You jump into us. Talk to John. John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And I do appreciate you mentioning that Eric is the guy from on Thursdays, because now I can put a face to the voice. And so, my wife says hi, Ricky. And you know, she's my always telling me to go fishing, have a great time and stuff like that. So and you guys make it easy. And Corey, we get to go fishing up in Canada here in a couple weeks.
Getting the soak. Yeah, and you're on the trip, to Queen Charlotte or
I'm on the second one. So this time you'll see me getting off the airplane.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually Haida Gwaii. Yeah. That's an amazing, that place is in my heart and just an amazing place.
I'm just looking forward to seeing, like, you know, you like scratched the surface on the first one and then kind of got super into it, and hearing all the stories of like the captains and crew members of the different boats when Corey would pull out that 8-inch slug and the lead head, and they're used to fishing a certain way, And they did the classic, like, I don't know, man. I don't think it's gonna work around here.
Yeah, exactly.
To flash forward to now, like, hey, man, are you gonna bring some more of those plugs up with us? And
well, no, they actually the first drop was, oh, okay, well, you got more. We could, hey, Corey, while we're moving to the next spot, rig everybody up.
Nice.
That's gonna be pretty cool.
I can't wait.
Yeah, fun times.
You're gonna have a great time, John. And it's one of those things that if you haven't been, you don't know. But just know that it's a beautiful place. The limits are very, like, giving.
Yeah.
Canada, not like Alaska.
Oh, it's I don't want to say anything wrong, but it's incredible.
Yeah.
Just know that.
You're gonna you talk about having the harvest. You're gonna be harvesting some
bounty.
Yeah. Your issue is freezer space when you get home. You're gonna be making a Costco run to get another one to fill her up.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Well, have a great trip, John. Appreciate the phone call very much. Had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I absolutely love the weekly fishing reports from Eric on the BD Outdoors YouTube channel. Tons of detail, unsolicited advice segment is great too. My question for Eric is, could you give me a rundown of the three rod and reel rigs that you feel an angler should always have when you're fishing general inshore species, including a must-have artificial bait recommendation? And then also, if you don't mind, could you give me your favorite nighttime bluefin fishing setup as well? That's from Ralph in Menifee.
Oh, hey, thanks, Ralph. You know, first of all, my favorite nighttime bluefin rig is my couch. So you're barking up the wrong tree on that one. But, you know, you can never go wrong fishing inshore. Either, you know, if you're a sport boat guy or a private boater, you know, you want to have some kind of bait caster rig, you know, a Pentathlon 300 or a 200. So, you know, one of the things I got to talk briefly here about these low-profile reels nowadays, they're all basically the same size. And what you end up with, you know, the 200 and 300, unless you look at the side, you can't really tell there's much of a difference, is the gear ratio on that. And the 200 is normally a lower gear ratio, which is good for crankbaits or swimbaits, whereas the 300 size can be a little bit higher gear ratio. I would always, if you're going to take one, I'd take a 300 size reel and probably a 710 graphite rod. You don't need to get anything fancy. Any of the, you go to the Fisherman's Landing and, you know, just pick up a Shimano or a Phoenix or whatever. You know, get some MC swim baits, 5-inch Viejos. You can fish it as a weedless swim bait cast. You get burning on the surface, you can sink it out. I fish all those lures on a boxer head, BMC boxer head. You know, there's a lot of great war baits and all the other ones with the weed guard on them. You don't really need that if you're just, you know, it's more of a hindrance than a help, I think. And what's your favorite color of your 5-inch, Corey?
Color on the 5-inch? I mean, for me, it's secondary, really. But yeah. I love the blue grognon.
Yeah, so any kind of baitfish color.
Or an orange belly, like the traditional, you know, greenish-brown.
Yeah,
like,
and I can tell you, we've caught fish on all those colors, and it doesn't really... We just have one color. They call it the hot cotch color after Corey made it for Matt. It's a greenback, gold belly. We have that in the 5-inch Viejos. We have that in the 7-inch weedless, and we have that in the 8-inch and 6-inch slug, or 7-inch slug, and that's, we never throw anything else. So you're right about color not being an issue.
How crazy is that?
Yeah,
right? I mean, that's your one color. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, Matt will call me, or Eric will call me, and hey, we need some more, and it's like,
yeah,
it's like not even a second question. Yeah. Like, what colors? Like,
that's the only color anything, you know, and it just shows you the color doesn't really matter that much, and as with anything else, it's the wand, not the magician. Or it's the magician, not the wand. Sorry about that when it comes to getting bit. But, you know, you're going to want something you can fly line with. Nowadays, I fish you know, I don't really fish a lot of bait. But if you're fishing anchovies, you're going to want a little, what's the size down from like a 25 narrow pen fathom?
You do a 15.
A 15, you know, you can fill that with 30-pound braid, a little light fluorocarbon top shot. You can fly line a sardine or an anchovy with that. And then always bring a jig stick. They'll cover all your bases.
That's such an important rig, too, especially with what's going on right now. We kind of talked about it in the beginning of the season when there was the scare of not being sardine. And it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. But, I mean, let's be real. This week, if you're going to the bait receiver right now, there's no sardine in it.
Isn't that crazy?
If you don't have a good rig to fish a small bait anchovy with, it's probably time to start thinking about it. And we're in such a good place with tackle right now that... That doesn't mean that you need to spend $1,500. If you have an unlimited budget, there's some really good high-end tackle available, but there's also nowadays, there's some really good gear that's not too terribly expensive. toriums and fathoms, and there's all kinds of really good gear that would have been overwhelmingly the top of the line not long ago, and a lot of manufacturers have done the same thing. They figure out how to build this very high-end killer platform first, and then as years go by, they find out a way to take that technology and put it into materials that cost a lot less money, and you get, you know, I always think of it like the Trinidad. To me, the Trinidad, the single greatest Star Drag casting reel ever. And then they came out with the Torium. Like, the Torium's not quite as good as the Trinidad, but it's half the cost, and it's definitely, and the Trinidad isn't twice the reel.
And the average guy's not going to know the difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talk about the smaller baits. You know, one of the things that I would advise everybody that fishes on sport boats, especially, is that if you have not fished with anchovies before, you need to learn how to cast an anchovy. And you need to do what we did in the 70s, sit in your backyard with some light thing tied to your line and learn how to do a pendulum cast. Mm-hmm. And that makes it, it's not the overhand cast like a sardine. It's an underhand lob out. Those anchovies are very fragile, and the other aspect of it is you can't fish them as long as a sardine. Mm-hmm. If you fish an anchovy, if you don't get bit in 30 seconds, that anchovy is no longer functioning properly.
You're actually soaking it that long? 30 seconds?
I
say that because it's really first 5 to 8 seconds determine everything, right?
It's that bait hitting the water, getting it to swim away from the boat, and once it stops swimming, it may be 5 seconds, it may be 20 seconds, that bait is done.
And the other thing, too, I'd like to add on is if you're not a good caster and you're all of a sudden you're hearing this, right, on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, Let's Talk Hookup, and you're worried about, gosh darn, I can't cast an anchovy. Like, hey, walk into a rig shop, walk into a tackle shop and purchase current snipers, formerly known as a Colt Sniper. Just, you could get everything done from bass to bluefin with that thing.
There was like 7 or 8 boats that left yesterday going tuna fishing, and virtually every one of them told every passenger, everybody gets on board with a 60 to 100 gram Colt Sniper and some small hooks. And then, and again, it was, like, we keep saying the same thing, it was just like albacore fishing. The guys were getting jig strikes on 20-pound tunas,
incredible.
And then guys were, you know, casting out and fishing the slide, and bites on those things as they were sinking through, and bites on anchovies, and you're dead right. That is it's a skill set that, it's just not the same. You know, an anchovy doesn't weigh the same as a sardine, and it doesn't get that spool to start to roll, and you don't, you know, there's not the same level of inertia to get your spool to start to turn. It's all of the mechanics are different. It doesn't mean that it's, you know, impossible to learn. It's just different.
It's just going to take some time. And one of the things you talk about, that inertia of the spool, if you're underhand lobbing an anchovy out with a pendulum cast, you actually let your thumb off the spool before you even begin to cast to let the weight of that thing start the spool, or you're just getting up casting that bait off. And I don't know about right now in the sport boats, but back in the old days, again, here, fishing albacore, last time I caught them was in San Quintin back around 2003. We didn't have baits, so we would troll, and we didn't have Colt Snipers or anything like that, so we would just put a 4-inch swim bait on a lead head and drop that back on the slide and just rope them. So that's something that, you know, you could do as well. And I'm sure Corey, a 5-inch viejos on a 3-4-ounce head, drop back on the slide would probably be a pretty quick bite.
Yeah, I mean, it would work for sure, right? I mean, that's going back to Barry Breitenberg and the whole fish trap era, and that really...
The Channel Island show.
The start of the whole thing. But that is a good friend for a private boater. Like
absolutely.
Like your $30 spent on that that could go from trip to trip and make your whole trip.
And in the albacore days on our skiff, I can't tell you how many times when it was tough jig striking, and it was hard to get a bite.
That would get bit.
The boat stopper for us was always exactly that. It was a 5-inch Channel Island chovy, 3 times the distance back that we would normally fish in. And it wasn't usually good for giving you a big bait stop, but, man, you could make a day picking off singles and singles and singles when it was really tough to get a bite on anything else and tough to get the boat stopped. That thing was the money maker for us.
Yeah. Rick,
you're getting me so fired up talking about the bluefin.
Yeah,
I mean, listen to me here, though. The sand bass, the bluefin, everything going on, these are the good old days.
Yeah.
Like, we're living the good old days right
here. Yeah, you can pick and choose what you want to catch. That's
dude, white sea bass and the halibut.
Right.
The fishing the last 2 years is better than it's probably
certainly been in my lifetime.
Ever been.
Yeah.
In a long, long time.
And, and it just really speaks to how healthy our fishery is on the sides of tuna. Like, there were There were spots of 5-pounders jumping around, chasing, spraying out salary schools. And then on the same day, there was guys that were fishing big lures and spreader bars and getting strikes on fish above 120 pounds. There's big fish on the back of Clemente. The average fish is bigger than that. You know, it's just good. It's healthy. There's multiple year classes of fish around. They're all available. And that's just on the tuna side of things. Starting to see yellowfin sprinkling in here. It's just
incredible.
It's good, man. Yeah, life is real good right now.
Bring it on. Hey, we're going to be right back. More with that. Eric Landisfine when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup. Did I say it right?
You got it.
Eric Landisfine when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. 97.3 The Fan and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Brock Todrick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop headed by John is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun. And, man, we got the killer fish reports coming up. Got your calls, texts, and more. And just stoked to have Eric Landisfine in the studio, man. Talking good times and having fun. You want to join us? First hour here, we're on 97.3 The Fan. And the second hour, we're going to be only on the Let's Talk Hookup app or YouTube and Facebook Live. And if you want to join us on the phone, first hour, 833-288-0973.
You said it best, man. We got the catch report standing by. We got Marcos on the line. And, man, I would bet that this was probably a pretty damn good week to be at C4 Sport Fishing.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear Marcos. And it's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. It's a complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. You can also check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. They have the best in both freshwater and saltwater, along with live bait. And Dana Landing is right next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackles on Broadway and Lemon Grove. For all of this, you can check danalanding.com, and can't wait to hear this one, Marcos. Good morning.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing great, buddy. Awesome. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been a little busy here. As you know, you can imagine, I'm in the middle of July, and some fishing to go with it. The new T4s on those half-day trips, some really, really good sand bass fishing. They're catching limits or close to the limits on sand bass on those trips, some rockfish. Saw barracuda sneak into the mix yesterday. Same for the twilight, very good sand bass fishing, a little bit of other stuff in there. And just a quick reminder that the bass limits are a little bit different this season. I'm not sure exactly when that switchover was, but be careful about that. Double check there. You can only take four sand bass out of your limit there. So double check that if you go do that yourself. If you want to join us, I'm in great sand bass fishing on the morning, afternoon, and twilight. The Sea Watch fishing locally on the 7 to 4 trips. Seeing a little bit of other stuff in there, yellowtail, barracuda, calico bass, and great sand bass fishing yesterday. San Diego fishing those full-day trips, and the Sea Watch also filling in on some of those. Still seeing that bluefin, a little bit of yellowtail in there. And a little tougher, those full-day trips are definitely seeing the bluefin. There's still a kind of a little tough bite there, but, I mean, again, it's talking about bluefin on a full-day trip there. Overnight trips, very similar. Bluefin, yellowtail in the mix. Some of those guys fishing sand bass also. So all around great fishing, some great weather. And with a bit warm inland, we all know what a great way to get out and beat the weather, get on any of those trips there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for those half days, the three-quarter days, full days, one day, day and a half longer there. Make your reservation straight online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you guys out, get you all set up, get you on a boat, and get you out there fishing.
Man, dig it, Marcos. Great report. Glad to hear such great fishing going on at Seaforth. And one more time, if somebody wants to come join you, do exactly that. Beat the heat and do it with some fish catching. How do we find you?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule is up there, and we've got trips, I'm pretty sure, scheduled out to September there, so you can, you know, plan ahead. And it's definitely time. I mean, the San Diego's full through almost the whole month here. I think they got a couple openings at the end of the month. Sea-Watch is filling in on those full-day trips when the San Diego's full, so you've got options there. Like I said, day and a half days, everything. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, and get out there fishing.
The consistency that Matt and Captain Ryan catch offshore fish with such limited time in a busy area just blows me away, man. There's no surprise that the San Diego is full through the darn near the end of the month. It's just really cool to watch, and what a fantastic job those guys have already done this year. I mean, there was some really good scores this week, both on bluefin and yellowtail, on a trip that you got to sleep in your bed in the morning and you get to go back to it at night. It's pretty cool to watch. Well, Marcos, glad such great fishing going on at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to another great report next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy, very much. Well, the phones are packed up. Corey, why don't we jump back into them?
Let's do that, Rick, and talk to Robert. Robert Cohn from Canning Country. Good morning, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. You guys were talking about trolling. I'm going out on the horizon with three of my grandsons Friday night, and just what we were trolling.
You know, I mean, there was a pretty classic good fishing yesterday. I can tell you that what a lot of the boats have been coming in to buy have been various forms of swimming plugs. Whatever your favorite would have been, Rapalas and Halcos and Nomad, Mad Max, and all of those things, but all variations of swimming plugs. There was a lot of, as you would guess, a lot of cedar plugs and cedar plug chains. Previous to this round of slightly smaller fish, when there was a lot of bigger fish around, we saw a big resurgence, you know, for the private boat guys in spreader bars or other things that were like, you know, commotion surface and all the kite things too. But if you were jumping on a sport boat, a lot of times they're going to have gear. I mean, I would say most all the time they're going to have gear available for you. And it's hard not to just grab the boat's gear that they have that's been working. It's, you know, I would just get on the boat and ask one of the crew members what has been stopping the boat and either run up to the tackle shop and grab that or just use what's tied onto the back of the boat's rod. But it's fun. It's fun that that's a thing around. there is a high level of excitement hearing the clicker go off to start your sport boat stop. It's a pretty cool way to get things rolling. Well, best of luck for you. I hope you guys have a great trip. Let's grab another, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Roy? Roy calling from San Diego. Appreciate you calling, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Roy.
What's up, Roy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Question. So I'm trying to look for a sand bass for that star tournament, and I'm limited to the bay, and my fish finder is old, so it doesn't have side scan. What are some things on the fish finder? Maybe I'm looking at the bottom, or am I looking at depths and stuff? What should I be looking for?
You're talking about San Diego Bay?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, you know, there are channels in San Diego Bay that have hard bottom at the bottom of the channels, and you can see it on your chart. If you don't have a good chart, just download the Navionics or the Simrad app onto your phone. You can find those areas. You're going to drive along those channel edges and look for bait balls. What happens is when the current goes in and out of the bay, the channel edges create turbulence, which aggregates plankton, which the bait fish feed on, and the larger sand bass will be sitting in those areas where those bait fish are. I wouldn't bother trying to mark bass themselves because they are normally, sand bass are designed to lay on the bottom and hide. So they're just down there looking up, and you just drop your 5-inch MC Viejo swim bait down on their heads, and you probably catch some fish. And if you do catch fish, just circle back to that same spot and drop again.
If he's fishing star tournament and trying to, like you're talking about, trying to target a bigger fish, how big of a bait is too big to fish in the bay? How big is too small? You know, I mean,
you know,
I just see it a lot in the shop where people think, I'm going to the bay, so I got to fish something that's 3 inches long.
If it were me, I'd be fishing an 8-inch MC slug on a 1-ounce lead head. And
a man after my heart right there.
There you go.
Right?
And, you know, one of the problems with a lot of swim baits and bass that are looking up is they will bite that bait head first. And if when you set the hook on it, that bait will be pulled backwards out of their mouth because the hook is pointed away from their lip. And you can add an assist hook to your the ring of your lead head, free swinging, or you could actually even remove the actual, cut the hook down and put a spring on that lead head, twist that slug on. If you guys go on my YouTube channel, Eric Landeswine, I actually have a little video tutorial showing you how to do that. But what that assist hook will do is that when that fish eats that bait head first, that hook will be pointing in the right direction when you set the hook, while your fixed hook will not. It'll definitely improve your hook abrasion.
It sounds so confusing to somebody that can't grasp that visual, but it makes 100% sense if you understand. Like those teeth marks on the lure that came scratching down, and you're like, dude, this thing had it all the way up. But yeah, it was actually in backwards.
Yeah. So an example, if you want to try it at home, is lay a lead-headed swim bait in your palm. Close your fingers around the tail and then pull on the tail. It's going to slide right out of your hand because the hook is not pointing towards your fingers.
Well, yeah, but Eric, I was pulling on him. Well, yeah, he had his mouth shut.
Closed, yeah.
And yeah, you were pulling on him for a while, but eventually it does come out.
Yeah.
And so that hook rigged up the way you're talking is free swinging. And Eric, it's the same thing I do with the lean cod up at Haida Gwaii.
Right.
Except with, I don't know, I got him from Rick. A treble hook 4X made for bluefin fishing.
There you go.
But and you like to, and again, you know, Corey, you were saying you might have trouble, you know, with the visual. Well, you took care of that. You've got a video tutorial of how you like to rig that up.
Exactly.
And again, where would you find that?
On my YouTube page, Eric Landeswine. Just, you know, it's not the BD Outdoors one, but it's the Eric _ Landeswine. It's a unique enough name. If you put in ERIK _, LAN, it'll probably come up.
The one of the reasons I asked you that question is I kind of knew what your answer would be, and that don't be afraid. I mean, if you're fishing for a full size fish, but you're fishing in the bay, don't think you need to fish a teeny little finesse thing. I mean, a 2-pound sand bass will have no problem grabbing an
13-inch
slug. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And one other thing I'm going to add with sand bass, I learned this from fishing a lot of sand bass tournaments. If you want to catch a big fish for the star tournament or whatever, once you hook that sand bass, and you got him hooked up, back your drag off and just wind him up slowly. If you do that, he's not going to roll around. They'll roll around and rip their lips off, and you lose a lot of them. So that's something that we learned fishing tournaments, is that once you got, you know, 5 or 6 cranks in that bass,
like, you know the hook's in him now.
Yeah, so you basically back your drag off, and after your rod's barely bent, you just wind them up slowly. They don't twist. They don't come off.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. I would have had no thought.
I won't do
that.
It fun fishing, but a tournament, or I'm trying to catch a competitive fish,
really
that's what you do.
It really means something if that fish gets in the tank or not.
Yeah.
That's cool. Incredible.
That's great info.
You know what? Another sideways story to this whole thing is that 8-inch slug that's killer for calico fishing and made for that whole thing. Yeah. I actually made for Fish in the Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, you've heard me talk about it.
Its original intent.
Original thing was leadhead fishing, mm-hmm. trying to figure out how, okay, 5-inch slug, I'm catching all these cool halibut. How do I upgrade that and keep the spotted bay bass from climbing on? Yeah. Was an 8-inch slug. And, dude, the spotties climb all over.
I was just going to ask, well, I think your intention was to keep the spotties off, but how many spotties choked down that 8-inch slug? No problem.
A lot of them. Actually, it's Mission Bay. It's a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Now, I've always heard you say you like to fish as little leadhead as possible when it comes to that, just to keep the, you know, keep that falling, you know, find its own path action as, you know, as you can. What's the right size on that?
I mean, fishing 15 feet of water in Mission Bay. Half ounce.
I was going to let it next to your hook gets too small.
50 yeah. feet of water, three-quarter?
Three-quarter ounce. If I'm fishing, yep, you know, if I'm fishing rockfish, we're all fishing ounce.
Hey, we're going to have more of that when we return. If you're listening to 97.3 The Fan, please tune into the app or YouTube and Facebook Live. We're going to be right back. Eric Landeskog. Landeskog.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
You know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only $80. 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades. And more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.